Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
7 years ago yesterday,
I did not. Wow. It is pretty crazy. It feels shorter ago. Does that sound right? Shorter ago? Okay, yeah. I went to Wyoming, we good. Yeah, they're called doctors.
Where's your chemistry right now with Golden State? So coming into the season, you talked about how you just needed to get there. Where are you right now?
Yeah, I feel like we're in a good spot. Obviously, continuing to grow each and every day, coming out here and practicing and making sure we're still communicating, trying to get on the same page and stay on the same page. But the guy always finds himself in good positions. He does everything the right way. He's following the football. He's doing a good job of catching the ball and scoring. So we love when we can, you know, rely on somebody that when you throw it up, they're going to come down with it. And he's been proven to do that.
How have you seen this team make the transition from not just winning, but not beating yourself, especially the way you guys have won 2 of the 3 games?
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach always talks about it, mindset and the ball. And taking care of the football, that's my main job. Take care of the football and score points and do whatever I can do to not hurt ourselves, not put us in worse situations, trying to take it one play at a time. And, you know, at the end of the day, each and every play, it doesn't need to be a home run, but as long as we're taking singles and, finding completions and staying in front of the sticks and scoring points, can't argue with the results.
What about the calm that this team seems to have? You know, if you go back, that game on Thursday did not reveal itself until late, until maybe the block punt perhaps. The calm to stay on track in that sense and not worry about, what might happen.
Yeah, and I think, again, the whole mindset that we have of being more process-driven than result-driven, continuing to hone in our skills, be as prepared as we can be, throughout the game, understanding that, we've repped basically any and every situation that we can be in, and Coach does a great job of giving those opportunities, in whether it be in training camp or in practice or showing us clips around the league of what's going on. And just feeling like we're prepared in any situation where we don't have to stress or try to force something to happen, but just go out there and play the game.
Josh, being process-driven, you talked about it last week, that visualization works for you. Why does that work as a process that you go to?
Yeah, just ultimately seeing it before it happens, and allowing yourself to believe that it can and will happen, and I think it's a powerful tool that not just myself, but a lot of people on this team use, and I think Dr. Dez does a great job with that of relaying that to certain guys on the team that may need something like that, because you know everybody's got their own type of process that helps them, and that's just something that helps me.
He talks about taking care of the football. That's not a new novel idea for a quarterback, but over the last season and a half, two seasons, you've been really good at protecting it. Was there something that happened that clicked, that it just started, or maybe you just made it more of a priority of protecting the ball?
Well, I mean, I think if you look at it from a few different scopes, you have Joe Brady, you have James Cook, and you have our offensive line, and then you have our skill guys, and just knowing that, handing the ball off and letting James do his thing and allowing us to see some more one high and, you know, in split safety passes, again, having a guy like Khalil and Dalton that you can rely on, and then we have opportunities outside with, you know, Keon and Josh and Curtis, and just that whole everybody eats mentality that Joe's kind of allowed us to take over, you know, has allowed me to be free and not worry about so much where the ball's going. You know, there's been a game where I didn't have to do much, you know, week two, just hand it off and let James go. And that's just kind of what I'm just trying to do, what I'm being asked to do, and that's, again, take care of the football and score points.
And freeing
the same lines, if you had to be patient, you want to throw the ball downfield, I'm sure you do, but have you had to train yourself to be patient, because this is the way it's going in the league? Teams are just not letting guys go deep, right?
I mean, I think I'd counter that point with I just want to win football games. And sometimes that's, again, I know people want to talk about last game of, so Kevin just told me people are mad we're not pushing the ball downfield, and it's just like we're winning football games and we're doing what's asked us. We're taking what's there for us. You know, teams want to play these, you know, split safety coverages and keep everything in front of us, but completions and letting, you know, guys like 10 with the ball in his hand make a play and go score. Same thing with 86, you know, and just trying to, again, we're just trying to win football games, whatever that may be, and sometimes it's not going to be that easy. It's not going to be, hey, we need to check it. Sometimes we're going to have to take some chances down the field, and when those opportunities come up, we're going to have to make them. But until then, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
How much do you think fantasy football has placed an emphasis on that? People want splash numbers. They want big numbers. They want long, deep passes.
I think that's just, any sport. You want to see fireworks, right? You want to see the big plays and the long touchdowns and the guys breaking tackles and the guys jumping over people. As a fan of football, as an avid watcher of football, I love those plays too. I love making those plays, but ultimately I love winning football games more. And again, we're just trying to do what we're asked to do and do what I'm asked to do and go out there and be the best teammate, the best quarterback that I can be for the Buffalo Bills.
To an attribute about James Cook's game that's underappreciated or not talked about enough, what would you say it is?
The type of teammate that he is. Anytime he's on the field, he doesn't get the ball. You watch him after the play. He's a true football player. Following the ball, he's one of the first persons there to help our guys up. He's one of the first persons in there to celebrate with the guys. Doesn't care who scores the touchdowns as long as we score touchdowns. And he's pretty dang good at scoring touchdowns himself.
This natural thought, and rightfully so, hey, there might be regression. When you have 16 rushing touchdowns in a season, how do you follow that up? But he seemed to start maybe even more effective and dominant than he was at times last year. Given the summer he had, how impressive is that? You know, when there were days when he wasn't out there and he wasn't available.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a team, we understood and we know who Jimbo is and trusted that he was doing the right things off the field, you know, when he wasn't in the building, and obviously he was. He'll be the first one to tell, you know, it's all the old line opening the hole for him, but the way he runs the football is it's a rare thing, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
Coach Curry, what has his presence around here been like for your development, especially over these last two seasons?
Yeah, the demeanor that he has, this calm sense of, you know, like confidence, the way he talks to the quarterbacks in our quarterback rooms, the way he, you know, installs certain plays for us. He's got our backs 100%. He's one of the greats to ever do it. And, you know, I don't think people understand, you know, who RC was, but he still is. And, you know, he's a true athlete, and he's a special human being on top of that. You know, he's got a huge heart, and, you know, we love having him here in Buffalo.
Your first three drives start games ball in into touchdowns. Two of those have gone to Dalton. I know you're just going to go where, you know, the open read takes you, but to get him involved early in two of those three games and you know, he's kind of built off of that production from there. How big is that for the offense when you get Dalton going that way?
I think it's a great thing. Anytime we get the ball spread around to different guys, and now you have to worry about him in the red zone. You have to worry about him, you know, in open field. You have to worry about him in the screen game, you know, in the run game now. Like, he's a fantastic blocker too. You know, and all of our guys are doing such a good job, you know, doing what they're asked to do, whether it's go block, whether it's go catch, whether it's go, you know, celebrate with teammates, whatever it is, guys are doing just a good job. And the more that we can spread it around, the better of an offense that we're going to be.
Josh, what is the togetherness of the team? I'm not sure if you saw after Hawes scored his first touchdown, you can visibly see Keon kind of running after the ball to go grab that and save the ball for him. If it wasn't him, I'm sure it would have been someone else. Can you speak to that togetherness that, you know, maybe you have fostered or other people?
Yeah, it was a terrible spike, first of all. We judge our spikes in our offensive room, and the way that it's judged, if it leaves the screen on the top, it's a great spike. I don't think his got a foot off the ground and just kind of rolled forward. I was actually going to chase the ball, and then saw Keon went after it, and I just kind of waited to congratulate him on his first touchdown. But yeah, I mean, guys understand what it means. Guys see how hard each other, you know, we work with each other, and you know, ultimately, when you have an opportunity to share success with someone, you know, we have a lot of guys that are jumping at that chance to do it, and it speaks a lot of the volume about the guys that we have in this locker room.
Josh, what is the challenge Sunday going against a team that is so hungry for their first?
Yeah, the challenge is, again, they're going to have their ears pinned back. You know, they want to win as badly as anybody in the league right now, and again, there's no easy games in this league. They're going to come out, they're going to have their best shot, and we got to figure out how to stop that and adjust accordingly during the game. But they got a front that's really good. They got some DBs that can make some plays on the ball, and you know, I think they're playing a lot better than their score. And I know last week just kind of got out of hand early on, but the first 2 weeks, I mean, they're playing really good football. So we got to be prepared for anything.
This team's known for the nose, and are you going to wear the visor again this Sunday?
Yeah, it's good, and I think so.
Very well self-motivated. That explains to motivate itself. Is finishing the season with a home record that's perfect in what will likely be the last, year that has to be on, is that one of them?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something that Coach McDermott talks about, is defending our dirt. But ultimately, we're just looking one game at a time. And, you know, it's the most important one because it's the next one, and we'll figure it out when we get there.
Josh, Ed from Channel 7, morning anchor, along with my co-anchor, Katie. We're celebrating 10 years on Good Morning Buffalo.
Congrats.
It's a really huge milestone. Thank you so much. We've picked Buffalo. Why have you chosen Buffalo? What is it about Buffalo that makes this place home?
I would say it's eerily similar to how I was born and raised in you know, smaller communities that care for each other, that look out for each other. You know, it's just the people make the place. And I truly believe that. And I don't know, I love having four seasons. I know our summer and fall are elite here, and winter can be a little brutal at times, but it's a special place. And on top of that, I may be the biggest wing connoisseur in this building, so it works out. I mean, like, favorite spot? I mean, I think everybody knows that Barbill is probably my favorite. I think Mulberry's has some sneaky good wings. And then obviously Wing Nuts is pretty dang good too. So there's a lot of good options, but any chance that you can go and try some new wings here, you should probably jump at the chance to do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.